When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. The only thing better about my next interview would be if she were in studio and I could look at her beautiful face and hear all about all the good things going on. But I want to welcome to KDWA Amanda Truax. She, of course, is the founder of River Blades Skating School in Hastings, and what an asset that wonderful place is to so many youth. And she has some great news to share with us. How have you been?
Great, Mo. Thanks for having me today.
Well, so Amanda, let's first of all talk about your wonderful business and how this has really grown. And you have some great news to share about how hard everyone's been working there.
Yes, we've been working for many, many months to prepare for this big competition coming up August 4th through the 7th in Bensenville, which is near Chicago, Illinois. And we'll be competing at the Ice Sports Industry World Recreational Championship.
How did this come about? I mean, is this something that, do you eyeball certain kids and you think that they would be good competitors, or is there a preliminary, or how does this work?
Basically, it's a competition the Ice Sports Industry runs on a yearly basis throughout the United States, and it's a world's competition, so they invite skaters from other countries to attend. And last year we had it here in the Minneapolis area, so this year it's in Chicago, and it travels to different major cities throughout the United States. And like I said, there's many people from different countries that skate and states. I think this year there's 745 different skaters from 59 ranked teams and from 15 states, and I believe Thailand will be traveling for the competition. Usually we have more overseas skaters coming to compete, but I think still due to COVID, they're holding back on making the trip.
So your skaters, actually, these are the figure skaters, is that correct?
Yes, they're all figure skaters. And we have a group of moms competing this year, too.
Stop it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we have a group of moms that wanted to skate in a themed team event. And they're called the Golden Girls, so they all dressed up as the Golden Girls.
Oh.
So it's been a fun chance for them to compete as well.
So the Golden Girls are not probably as old as the Golden Girls I'm thinking of on TV, but how did this come about? Are these former students of yours that have gone on to become mothers, or what is that about?
No, they're mothers of the girls that are competing.
Oh, my gosh.
And since we're traveling so far, they thought it would be fun to come up with a routine that they could just do for fun and you know, build their friendships as skating moms and just have a good time. And most of them had maybe skated maybe back in high school or middle school when they were children, and so they hadn't skated in 20 plus years. So last weekend they won first place in the competition, which was a blast. They took the gold home for the Golden Girls routine.
Well, I can't believe this. I guess I didn't know about it. I got a wonderful press release from you, which had all kinds of beautiful pictures of your young group. But congrats to the Golden Girls. That is just incredible. And how fun for them, and what a great role model they all are to their own kids as well. And I know that that's a big piece of what you do at your skating school. It really is to build people up, isn't it?
Yes. And I think in this day and age, with being locked down for so long and the kids are just feeling like it's back to normal and just building their self-esteem again and building those friendships, that's the biggest part of this right now. I'm noticing those friendships are really getting more solid, and being able to lean on each other through sports. And you know, when you're having a rough day, your friends are there to help you through. But at Worlds this in Chicago, which is, it's called Bensenville, Illinois, but it's near Chicago, we'll have 30 competitors representing the Hastings Civic Arena and River Blades Skating School. And the figure skaters are doing 70 different events throughout the weeks that we're there. We're there the 4th through the 7th. So 70 events. That's quite a few representing Hastings. So we're really excited to showcase a lot of our talent and all our hard work that we've put into this competition.
So how do you decide who's going to be on what team? Is it by years of experience? Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So we try and keep the kids together. They're at the same level. We have six different teams that perform, and they're all different skill set, skill ability, and we usually group them like that as best we can. You know, there'll be times when we have a newer skater that might be older, and we'll try and tie them in to a group that has a skater their same age. We just do our best to keep them together the best we can.
So, Amanda, River Blades is really quite a large skating school, and this is, of course, the figure skating piece, one part of it, one section of it. But would you tell our listeners, please, about all the other things that you have branched out into over the years out of people's desire to have you teach them to skate?
Yeah, we also do hockey players. We do power skating and edge classes for advanced hockey players. We also have classes for beginner hockey players that just want to learn the fundamentals. And in the summer right now, I'm teaching about 16 hours a week of just hockey power skating in the Twin Cities. And some of those hours are in Hastings.
So what does that mean, power skating?
So we work, and depending on the level of the skater, you know, we go from basic to more advanced skills. Basically, we're doing edge work. It's only edge work. We don't use a stick or a puck. The more advanced skaters will use a stick and a puck, but for the beginners, all it is edge work, working their angles of their blade, their strength in their legs, different intricate turns and stops and crossovers and different things that you see in the NHL we'll work on with the more advanced skaters. The younger skaters, we start more simple and then we just work our way up to the more advanced skills.
And is this something that has kind of evolved over the years, or is this when you were a kid? I mean, I don't remember hockey players that I grew up with knowing some mm-hmm. of these intricate things.
Definitely. There were some figure skating coaches that offered that type of training years ago, but it's becoming more and more a thing of popular right now because they do see the benefit in taking edge classes from figure skaters, because we do have techniques that we've worked on over the years that really increase hockey players' speed and power. So we unlock the secrets of speed. That's what I tell my students.
So Amanda, when you're saying edge, would you explain that to somebody like me who doesn't really know what that means?
So if you want to get really detailed, we have an inside edge and an outside edge on your blade,
okay,
on your skate blade. And hockey players use both inside and outside edges, but they also use the back of the blade, the middle of the blade, and the front of the blade in different skills. And teaching those players where the power is coming from their blade is really important, and that's the secrets of speed that figure skating coaches know that we can teach those players.
Because you have to have great speed in figure skating to do a jump, right?
Yes, definitely. Jump, balance, the strength of a football player. We just take hits constantly, you know, falling and getting back up and skating into things with speed. If you have speed, it's easier to perform a skill. So definitely, we know the secrets of speed.
So again, this event is going to be August 4th through the 7th, and I can't imagine how proud you must be to be taking all these wonderful skaters, but I also know how you keep things in perspective, Amanda. You want kids to really be the best they can be, and it's not always about winning, because I think with skating, you learn so much self-discipline and hard work and grit. And what are some of the other things that you really like to instill in your kids?
For me, but opening the school 15 years ago, it was building kids' self-esteem and confidence. That's what it's all about. And doing that through a sport, whether it's figure skating or hockey, it's at my core. That's my passion. That's why I do what I do. That's why I stay in the sport, because I love building our youth self-esteem and confidence. And then they take that into their life and pass it on to other skaters and other youth And it's just a great, sports can do that. It can build your confidence up if you're right with the correct coaches that do have that passion to build that self-esteem and confidence in your skater.
And, you know, I think with skating, too, there's a metaphor there that's kind of a metaphor for life in that if you fall down, you have to get back up quickly.
Definitely.
That's life. And we don't always, I'm not ever always able to do that. So I think that skating really is such a great metaphor for life in that regard.
Definitely. And that's the first thing we teach the kids on their very first lesson when they're beginners. It's okay to fall down, but what do we do after we fall? We get back up. So we want them to be comfortable falling down and making mistakes and then figuring out how to fix those mistakes. And sometimes that's where your best learning comes from, is when you fall down.
Sometimes you could have injuries, but yes. I always ask you this, but I'm going to ask you again. I used to love ice skating when I was a kid, but what happened? I'm just terrified of it now, and how do I overcome that?
Bubble wrap.
I mean, I'm afraid to, I'm afraid of my limbs. I'm afraid of my wrists, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you do want to skate again, just get some private lessons. Start off with some private lessons. Wear your wrist guards and your knee pads and your helmet. And as long as you're protected, I think, and you're with a coach helping you take those steps. And again, it's building your confidence back up where you can get to that point of feeling comfortable and not being afraid.
So let's talk about the skaters of today that are in the professional world and a lot of your students, I'm sure, look up to. How would you describe what's popular right now? When I was a kid, obviously, Dorothy Hamill was a popular skater, and she had grace, but I think she also, in my opinion, had a little bit more technique, or she was a little bit more aggressive than, let's say, a Peggy Fleming that I can remember also. Uh-huh. And then uh-huh. Skaters, has it kind of changed? They seem more athletic now.
Yes, the demands that these athletes are under, I just can't imagine training at that elite level, the triples and quads that the men and the women are working on. It's quite extraordinary, but I think you'll see a change at some point where it will come back more to artistry, because the human body can only do so much or take so much. You know, there's more injuries when the stakes are higher to do a quad or five revolution jump. But I do think more the artistry will come back, like the Peggy Fleming. I can already see it happening. And the International Skating Association knows that the human body only can go so far, so they're going to have to make some changes to keep figure skating alive and keep it competitive and safe and healthy for the athletes, too.
But isn't it now that you have to do these extraordinary jumps and things to get a high score? Or are you saying you could overcome that with a super graceful routine?
Yeah, I think they're starting to give more credit, even for spins. Some of the spins can the features and the different positions you see them in, they're giving higher scores for that than some jumps, some triple jumps. So there's other ways to gain points.
I want people to understand that you're talking with great street cred. Tell people, please, about your background. Amanda, I'm just so thrilled that you have turned all of the years of hard work and experience into this wonderful second career. But your first career, you were a professional skater.
Yes, I skated with Disney on Ice and traveled the world performing for 8 years. It was a dream come true. And, you know, there's thousands of people that audition every year. And the year that I was hired, I believe they were hiring 50 skaters. So, you know, I look back at that and go, wow, I was really lucky. But I did work really hard leading up to that. And I had gone to college first, and then in college I didn't skate. I coached so I could pay for my college. And so my last year of college, I said to myself, okay, this is it. My lifelong dream, I'm going to give myself a year and train, get in shape, and then I'm going to audition for Disney on Ice. And that's what I did. So I hadn't skated in myself in 5 years and did all those big jumps and spins and things. I had been training kids to do that. So I was a much better skater because I was a coach first.
Is that true?
So it was much easier to come back. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Definitely.
That's interesting. You would have thought maybe you were out of the game and you might have forgotten how to do all that, but no.
No, it gave me the understanding of the mechanics of everything instead of the coach saying, okay, make sure your arm is here or, you know, do this on this jump. I really had to think through the process so I could teach it to the kids. And then, you know, being an adult and going back and skating yourself, it was much easier for me to be consistent because I understood the mechanics of everything.
And Amanda, when you tell those stories to your student skaters, I know that most of them are, you know, probably less than 16 or 17 years old, but they just must be in awe and they must think that it's just magical that you actually had that experience.
You know, I should talk about it more with them. I don't. I talk about it, but not a lot. And it'd be interesting to think of how that would impact their motivation to keep going. I know it does motivate some kids, but I don't always talk about it. I probably should.
Well, I think you're kind of humble, but I got to tell you, I think that would be a super motivational thing if I were a kid. I can't imagine what it would be like to actually know somebody that has set such a lofty goal and dream for themselves and then achieved it.
Yeah, I think that's what sport taught me. You know, set your goal really high and just go for it. You never know how far you can go until you just keep setting those goals and keep reaching it. And if it's a passion of yours, you're going to achieve it. And you'll go above and beyond what you even expected.
Ugh. I feel like I can go through the day now with those wonderful motivational words. Amanda Truex, you are such an amazing person, and you're such a benefit to the city of Hastings in all that you do to lift kids up. And we wish you and your wonderful skaters great success, and I hope you have the time of your life. And again, give people the dates and the times, and how can we follow your progress?
We are on Instagram and Facebook. You can check us out there. And riverbladeskating.com is our website if you need more information on classes or how to sign up. We will be in Chicago or Bensonville, Illinois, August 4th through the 7th. If anyone's nearby and want to watch us compete, you're more than welcome to come. It's a free event to view. And we'll also have more events coming up this fall and winter. So keep an eye on our website and our social media accounts.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you keep us in mind. We love hearing about all the good things that you're doing with the skaters. Amanda, thank you so much. Amanda Truex, she is the owner of Riverblade Skating School in Hastings, and we so appreciate her time. Best of luck to you and your wonderful skaters. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Upon a star, makes no difference who.